Thanks everyone for being here, for allowing me to be here. And I recognize I can't see some of you because I'm short, so I'm going to project and move around. I hate being last, but in this case it was great because they all presented the data. So thanks you guys. I managed the Hepatitis B Coalition in Washington. I've got no relationships to disclose. I'm going to speed through this because I really want to get to the community activities and at least one video to show. So our coalition, which is a statewide coalition of public and private partners, we've been around since the late 90s, working specifically on hepatitis B. One of our very critical and very active partners is an FQHC from Seattle, the International Community Health Services, ICHS. So they've always been an active partner of ours, but what we did was we formalized the relationship and took it to the next level, and using the San Francisco Hep B Free model to tailor to the Seattle King County community, of course, we came together in mid-summer of 2009, entered into the Hepatitis B Community Engagement Project, which at that time did not have a name. So we kind of did the work, and then the name came forward. So you'll see that this is a very organic, community-based project. So what we did was we wanted to go back to our community. So even though we've been doing this work for 15-plus years, it was always very important to us to be grounded in the community. So we said, you know what, we need to check back in with our folks. So in fall of 2009, we went out and did a series of community conversations. Basically, it was conversations. It wasn't a focus group because we're not researchers. It wasn't me telling them about Hep B. It was them telling us what they knew, what they didn't know, especially what they didn't know, which was very interesting. They gave us strategies on what we should do, tried and true. So what happened was, you know, we thought, well, we're just going to try and reach 10. We ended up with 26. Of the 26, 18 were in a talking circle format, which for those of you who are familiar with the Native American culture, talking circles are very spiritual, very equitable conversational process, and that's what we wanted, was for everyone to share. There were several folks that we could not get into groups, so we did 8 key informant interviews. In total, we talked to 194 participants. Mainly female. You'll see the breakdown of the ethnicities. We did also reach out to the East African communities because in Seattle, King County, it's a very diverse community. We had a lifespan of from high school students up to senior citizens. You'll see the breakdown in terms of service providers that we talked with versus and or clients, community members, and this was in geographically primarily in Seattle, King County, but in our two neighboring counties as well. So they told us what they thought, barriers to accessing testing, treatment, care, even just talking with their doctor, and provided strategies and recommendations. We grouped that into findings, developed resources that addressed what they said. So, for example, they would tell us, you know, we just went and got our blood drawn. Does not mean we were tested. No, not every – you have to ask for Hep B. It's not an automatic test, not every blood test. You know, they think there's a magical blood test, right, that tests for every single thing. And someday, you know, maybe medical researchers will figure that out. In the meantime, that's not the case. So we addressed all of that in these resources. So this was winter of 2010. So then we thought we had all of this information and we thought, okay, well, it's not ours to own, it belongs to the community. So we went back to the community groups, whoever still wanted to listen to us, launched and presented the information back to them. That's Po, our gal from the Pacific Islander, who is sharing her experiences. But really, so my ultimate motivation for doing these conversations was to elicit and draw out community champions. Who would carry forth the work, because the point is, so I'm trying to work myself out of a job. I'm trying to, that's the whole point of social work, right, is to work yourself out of a job. So, because if the coalition isn't around, if unfortunately, if our FQHCs isn't around, the information still needs to live on somewhere within the communities. And so we wanted at least the basic information out there. So what happened was, in the summer of 2010, when we went back and did these community conversations, there was this amazingly engaged group of Vietnamese adults in Tacoma, Washington, which is 30 miles south of Seattle, King County. And they were, so when we started out, we had 15 in the focus group, in the conversational group. when we came back to do the report back, I think it was like 11 that came, and then of the 11, they said they all agreed that this was an important issue in their community. No one had ever approached them to do anything about this. So then I said, all right, what do you guys want to do? So then they're like, let's do something. So that picture right there is what they did. So you got this group of 11, which ended up becoming a group of 7, who I will tell you did not know each other from, you know, there were 3 of them. There was a mother, father, and a son, but the others didn't know each other. So this is a group of Vietnamese adults who did not know each other, came together, said, this is important to our community. This is what we're going to do. So they got the Tacoma School District involved, and they got the Vietnamese Mutual Association of Pierce County involved, organized a community event. We brought up a doctor from Dr. Ledoux from Orange County, who's awesome. And then the Tacoma Health Department was an integral partner in this. We would not have done this without the Health Department. The Health Department committed to doing the follow-up with the folks who came. We committed to doing the testing. So we advertised to 800 households. At least 300 came, and they just kept coming. And if any of you have ever been or lived or worked in Seattle, King County, in Washington State, you cannot get 300 Vietnamese adults to come out on a Saturday to talk specifically about hepatitis B. So the fact that this group got them out there was amazing. We tested 121 for hepatitis B, and the health department did the vaccine and the care follow-up. And it was just, this was a very low-cost event because when they got the school district involved, the school district gave us the cafeteria and a room for the testing. Otherwise, it would have been a $5,000 high insurance liability bill, which we would not have been able to do. Another group also emerged, also within the Vietnamese community. It's a group of young people who they didn't emerge from the engagement work, but they emerged from just our community organizing with the Vietnamese community. Three of them created digital stories, which are these very personal videos, which I'll try and show at the end. Two of which are translated into Vietnamese as well. They came forward and they said, this is important to us, and so we want to reach our own community. So what can we do? And they were just, you know, they were like, we're open to any ideas. So we talked about digital stories and using that as a media. And there's the link to the videos if you'd like to see it afterwards. Another community that we also reached out to is the East African group. And this is brand new for us. So we're still, it's been 2 years now, so we're still developing relationships with them. But the feedback so far has been just amazing. They've been like, you know, this is so important to our community. We've never heard of it. What can we do? So we've been involved. So part of the feedback was, you know, we developed those. There's the resource there that I think that one's on, like, what you need to know about hepatitis B. So that's in Amharic. We have it in Swahili as well. We're working to get it translated into Somali. We've been at a couple of health fairs. We did a presentation to the Ethiopian Eritrean Elders Group in Seattle. That's really the group you need to get to. Even though we try to reach like the younger folks and the childbearing age population, it's really the elders who hold the key to the community. We're working on articles in the Somali newspaper, and then that liver picture right there that you see is actually a sticker that our intern Lenza, who is working on, she and her colleague came up with. So it's a sticker with this. So that's Amharic, and the factoid is hepatitis B is 100 times more contagious than HIV. So I don't really like to compare diseases because then it pits one against the other. But with this community, we were talking about, because they've heard of HIV, they may not know everything about HIV, but at least that's where they can relate. Excuse me. So that was our inroad to the conversation. We're getting, can I get some water? I'm like so excited about this. Sorry about that. So we're getting that translated into Somali, and then we're working on another factoid. So we're putting these stickers up at Ethiopian businesses and restaurants, and the businesses were just like, they were just They were absolutely thrilled. They were like, you can put up here, here, and here. And they even told us, you know what, you should put up suggestion boxes, because when people come through, they may have questions or just comments. So, you know, you can just put one right up here, right on the counter. So the fact that they provided that information to us, or like made that suggestion, was just really awesome. And so I know the stickers are up, because we were eating at one of the more popular Ethiopian restaurants, and we were in the restroom, and then, like, you know, the toilet seat cover, so I was grabbing one, and then there's that sticker, you know, I'm like, yes! So we're working on the stickers, we're continuing our in-language resources, and then we're planning a health workshop and a Hollywood premiere for the Ethiopian community. Again, this is all done by our young people. It'll happen either this year or early next year. They're going to pull in DJs and make it kind of like a social event with a health message. So the next steps really is to, you know, we have to continue strengthening our community efforts, because, again, it really is about getting the information to the community so that they can take it to their providers, to their own household family members, to those, just their networks. We want to start doing more systemic work, or at least strengthen our systemic work, by working with businesses and also supporting our clinics and strengthening their Hep B and C guidelines, and then working with the medical associations. So I just want to thank those who were involved in this, and I just want to mention that LENSA, so key first rule of community organizing, right, is you need to be part of the community. So LENSA is our East African outreach intern, who is not doing this for school credit or anything. This is just very important to her. She's part of Team HPV at UW and said, what can I do? So she's the one who came up with the stickers. She's the one who's just going all out, because there's no way that a Vietnamese American can really understand the culture of the East African community.